Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Two people have now been confirmed dead after a building collapsed in Sanary-sur-Mer in the Var. An 82-year-old woman was found under the rubble of the building, which fell yesterday morning. The search continues today to find another missing person. The past 24 hours have seen a further 59,000 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed across the country, the likes of which have not been seen for a year. The last time there were so many new cases was November the 3rd, 2020. In Martinique, the curfew currently in force has been extended for a further 2 weeks in order to stem the tide of the fifth wave. Everyone must stay indoors from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. The minister representing small to medium-sized companies who failed to provide a complete picture of his financial situation when declaring his taxes will receive the court's decision today. In October, Alain Griset heard the prosecutor recommend a 12-month suspended sentence as well as a €30,000 fine. The Paris Criminal Court will deliver its verdict this afternoon at 1:30. Investigations are still underway to identify a 33-year-old man arrested yesterday at Charles de Gaulle Airport. He is suspected of being involved in the assassination of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. The suspect had been due to embark on a flight for Saudi Arabia. He has now been placed in detention and today will be brought before the Public Prosecutor's Office of the Paris Court of Appeal. In Germany, Olaf Scholz becomes Chancellor today. All that remains is for the Social Democrat to be formally elected by the Members of Parliament. He succeeds Angela Merkel, who was the head of state for more than 16 years. The disciplinary committee of France's Professional Football League will be meeting this evening to address the incidents that occurred during the match between Lyon and Marseille on November 21st. The match was interrupted after bottles were thrown at Marseille striker Dimitri Payet. Olympique Lyonnais may have to play their next match behind closed doors. The meeting gets underway at 6 p.m. And to end on football, it was a comfortable win for Paris Saint-Germain last night in their final group stage match of the Champions League. PSG beat Bruges 4-1, although even before kick-off, they knew they had already qualified for the round of 16. This evening, Lille will be stepping up to try and claim their place in the final 16. They play away against Wolfsburg, starting at 9 p.m. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.